All right, buckle up, everyone, because we've got some seriously wild news to unpack today.
Oh, is this about?
Yeah. President-elect Trump just nominated Rep. Matt Gaetz for Attorney General.
Wow.
You can bet the political world is in a total frenzy right now.
I can only imagine.
We dove into articles from Blaze Media, Breitbart, Daily Wire, Fox News, and the Washington Examiner. And let me tell you, they are all buzzing about this controversial pick.
Yeah, it's definitely a bold move by Trump, and it says a lot about how he's thinking about his second term.
Tour
We're seeing like this outpouring of jubilation, from his supporters, and then a complete panic from Democrats and liberal commentators, and
Right.
even some like hesitant skepticism from, within the Republican Party itself.
Yeah, it seems like Gates really gets a reaction out of people, which, I mean, I guess it makes sense given his reputation. He's definitely like a firebrand conservative, isn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Always kind of ready to shake things up.
Yeah.
And he's been especially critical of the DOJ, even suggesting like defunding or abolishing certain agencies at one point. And now he might be leading the whole department. That's a wild thought.
Yeah, it seems pretty clear that Trump sees Gates as like this loyal ally,
Yeah.
someone who will aggressively pursue his agenda. He called Gates deeply gifted, tenacious, and a champion for the Constitution. And Gates seems fully on board with it too. I mean, he resigned from the House immediately after the nomination was announced.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize he'd already resigned.
Yeah, apparently House Speaker Mike Johnson already confirmed it too.
Wow. So no going back now. You pointed out all those really strong reactions in the articles too. It's kind of crazy how people are either absolutely thrilled or like completely terrified by this.
Yeah, and I think the Democratic response is especially striking.
How so?
Well, there's this real sense of fear, that the DOJ is going to be like totally politicized under Gates. Senator Heinrich even said that people voted for cheaper eggs, not, quote, whatever the F at hashtag Euro this is.
Whoa.
You also have Congressman Kildee calling it insanity.
Oh, wow.
And former DOJ official David Loffman, he described it as a vomit in your mouth moment.
Those are some serious words. And it's not just the politicians either. You flagged a few articles talking about like unnamed DOJ officials freaking out, like with comments like OMG and what the F is happening?
Exactly. And while the Democrats are panicking, Trump supporters are basically throwing a party.
Right.
Breitbart, for instance, is really emphasizing how this nomination is like, this big signal to drain the swamp.
Yeah.
And all over social media, people are praising Gates as the guy who will, decimate the deep state.
Okay, so we've got these like really strong opinions from both sides, but is there even a chance that Gates actually gets confirmed? I mean, you mark a few articles from Fox News and the Washington Examiner where some Republican senators didn't seem too thrilled about this pick.
Yeah, no, you're right. There's definitely some Republican skepticism.
Like what?
Like Senator Collins, for example. She was reportedly shocked by the nomination. And she's often a swing vote on controversial stuff like this. So her reaction is definitely something to keep an eye on. And then there's also that House ethics investigation into Gates, right?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I mean, it's not under the House's control anymore since he resigned,
Yeah.
but it could still, raise some questions during the confirmation process.
So even if some Republicans aren't exactly jumping for joy, you're saying there might be ways for Trump to get Gates through.
Well, Representative Massey already suggested using a recess appointment, which would let Trump install Gates temporarily without the Senate's approval.
Huh. Interesting tactic.
Yeah. And Senator Thune, who's slated to become the next Senate majority leader, he said he'd be open to considering recess appointments for Trump's nominees.
So it sounds like Trump has options, even if the confirmation process gets messy. But this is something you marked in the Federalist. What if Gates's confirmation like totally fails?
That's where things are really interesting. Sean Davis, he's the co-founder of The Federalist, he suggested that if the Senate rejects Gates, DeSantis could actually appoint him to fill Rubio's Senate seat.
Wow.
Yeah, so the senators who are hesitant about confirming Gates as AG, they might be more inclined to do so if the alternative is having him as a colleague in the Senate for who knows how long.
That would be a wild power move.
Yeah.
It seems like we're about to see a political showdown that could totally reshape the Department of Justice as we know it.
I think so too. And while we wait to see how this all plays out, it's worth looking closer at what Trump actually wants to achieve with a Gates-led DOJ. The sources you shared offer some pretty big clues.
Right. This isn't just about, you know, putting a loyalist in charge. It's about a fundamental shift in priorities. Trump wants a DOJ that, like, reflects his vision for America. And based on your markings, it seems like those campaign promises about immigration, what he calls DEI initiatives, and the Jan 6 pardons, those are all still very much on the table. Let's dig into those next.
You're absolutely right. Trump's vision for the DOJ, it goes way beyond just like swapping out people at the top. It's about like a total shift, right?
Mm.
In how the department works, how they choose what cases to focus on, how they enforce the law.
Right.
And those campaign promises you mentioned on immigration, what he calls DEI, those potential Jan 6 pardons.
Right.
Those all really line up with Gaetz's own thinking, too. Remember, he was on the House Judiciary Committee and was a big supporter of these policies.
So it's not just about who's in charge. It's about like a change in direction for the whole department.
Exactly.
It almost feels like we could be blurring the lines a bit between the executive and legislative branches.
Yeah, that's something some legal experts are worried about.
Mm.
I mean, traditionally, the DOJ has operated with some degree of independence from the White House, right?
Yeah.
But Trump seems to want an attorney general who's not just competent, but also fully on board with his political goal.
Right. You also flagged some articles that talked about concerns over a potential deep state purge. Is that like a real possibility? Could we see mass dismissals or resignations if Gaetz takes over?
It's definitely possible.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't be the first time either. Remember what happened when Jeff Sessions became attorney general?
Hmm.
A lot of career lawyers and officials left. They were seen as, well, either disloyal or just not supportive enough of Trump's agenda.
And it sounds like with Gaetz at the helm, those fears might be even stronger this time around,
mm-hmm.
especially with Trump repeatedly going after people he sees as his enemies,
yeah.
like Jack Smith, Letitia James, Liz Cheney.
Right. Trump's made it very clear how he feels about them, and it's a real concern that a Gaetz-led DOJ might be used to target them.
You highlighted this quote from Mark Paoletta. He's advising Trump on the DOJ transition, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he basically told current DOJ employees to find new jobs if they weren't on board with Trump's agenda.
Exactly. And Cleta Mitchell, she's another conservative lawyer. She went even further. She called for mass firings at the DOJ.
Wow. That's pretty intense.
Yeah.
But you've also included sources that suggest maybe a more cautious approach.
Oh, absolutely.
Like you mentioned Barbara McQuaid, a former U.S. attorney, right?
Yeah.
She said she hoped Trump's rhetoric was just bluster. She stressed how important it is to protect the DOJ's independence.
It's a good point, for sure.
And then,
I mean, it highlights the tension between those who want to totally shake up the DOJ
right.
and those worried about, you know, potential damage to its integrity and independence.
So at the end of the day, the question is, will a Gaetz-led DOJ be all about draining the swamp and going after Trump's political opponents, or will it focus more on, like, traditional law enforcement?
That's the big question, isn't it?
And what about those ongoing investigations that Trump's been so critical of?
Mm-hmm.
The ones involving people he sees as enemies. What happens to those if Gaetz becomes attorney general?
It's the question in a lot of people's minds. I mean, Trump has repeatedly called for Jack Smith's arrest, accused Letitia James of fraud, called Liz Cheney a traitor. It's not hard to imagine him wanting to use the DOJ to go after them.
But that would basically be using the justice system for revenge, wouldn't it?
It certainly raises concerns about the potential for abuse of power.
Right.
But then Trump supporters would argue that he's just trying to right the wrongs,
right?
To fix what they see as injustices against him. They see it as necessary to rebalance a system they believe is rigged against them.
So it really comes down to how you interpret Trump's intentions, whether you think he's acting in good faith or out of personal vendetta.
Exactly. And that's why it's so important to look at all sides of the story, to really examine the evidence and to form your own conclusions.
We've covered a lot as reactions to the Gaetz nomination, potential roadblocks to his confirmation, and the bigger picture of what Trump wants for the DOJ.
Mm-hmm.
But we can't forget the most important question.
What's that?
What happens next? What could we actually see happen if Gaetz becomes attorney general?
Things could get really interesting.
Yeah.
We could see rapid changes, maybe a power struggle within the DOJ, even a backlash from those who feel like the justice system is being used for political purposes. There are a lot of ways this could play out.
So many possibilities. It's like we're watching a political thriller unfold in real time.
It's true. And it reminds us that politics is, well, it's always changing, full of twists and turns.
All right. So we've talked about the reactions, the roadblocks, what Trump wants for the DOJ.
Mm.
Now, the big question. What if Gates actually gets the job?
Mm.
Like, what would a Gates-led DOJ do?
Okay, let's try to picture that. Imagine Gates sails through confirmation, becomes attorney general. Boom, what happened?
Yeah, what happens next?
Well, based on what we've seen in these sources, I think we could see some pretty immediate sweeping changes.
Like what kind of changes?
Think executive orders, maybe press conferences, even some high-profile investigations launched right away.
Wow. Be like watching a political thriller unfold, wouldn't
it? Yeah.
Yeah.
All that talk about draining the swamp, those campaign promises about immigration and what Trump calls DEI initiatives, it could happen really fast.
Right, right. And those potential Yanni Six pardons we talked about, those could become a reality pretty quickly, too.
Exactly. I mean, don't forget, the attorney general has a lot of power to decide the DOJ's priorities.
Right, right. That makes me think about those Republican senators who seem hesitant about Gates, like Senator Collins, who was reportedly shocked by the nomination.
Yeah.
What about them? Could they try to influence Gates, or would they just fall in line and support Trump's pick?
That's going to be interesting to watch. If Gates starts doing things that are seen as purely political, it could cause some problems within the Republican Party.
Yeah, that's true. It'd be fascinating to see if those senators who aren't so sure about Gates would actually stand up to Trump, or if party loyalty wins out.
Mm-hmm.
What about that House ethics investigation? Could that still cause trouble for Gates, even if he gets confirmed?
Yeah, it's possible. The DOJ has its own ethics rules, and those could be used to look into Gates' past. It's kind of a wild card that could create a lot of uncertainty, not just for Gates, but for the whole department.
Okay, so let's imagine the opposite happens. What if the Senate rejects Gates? What then?
That would be a big loss for Trump, a sign that his power isn't absolute. You know, it would definitely embolden his opponents.
Yeah.
We'd probably see a huge fight over the next nominee, with both Democrats and Republicans battling for control of the DOJ.
And knowing Trump, he would just give up. He'd be on Twitter, holding rallies, blaming everyone but himself.
For sure. And remember that scenario Sean Davis from The Federalist suggested. If the Senate rejects Gates, DeSantis could appoint him to fill Rubio's Senate seat.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That would be a major power move. It's like we're watching this high-stakes chess game unfold, and every move has huge consequences for Washington.
And as always, you, the listener, get to watch it all happen in real time. It's a good reminder that politics is always changing, always full of surprises.
It really is. We've covered a lot today. The initial reactions to the Gates nomination, those possible roadblocks, the broader implications of what Trump wants for the DOJ. But this is just the beginning of the story.
Exactly. You've done a great job gathering all these sources, but this story is far from over. So as you keep following this, here's something to think about. Given Gates' background, Trump's goals, everything we've discussed, what would a Gates-led DOJ mean for the future? What would it say about the role of law, politics, and power in America?
That's a great question for our listeners to ponder. And remember, you can find all the sources we use for this deep dive in the show notes. Thanks for joining us on this wild political journey.